I don't want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim fram sauce with the os and fay, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is culinary couples. You and me, darling, like ham and eggs, like cream and sugar. You know what I mean, love? Like Bogey and Bacall, some things are meant to be unified, a oneness out of two. It is the way of the world. When I think of the great food marriages, I swirl in a dance of dualities. Salt and pepper, peanut butter and jelly, chocolate and vanilla. What causes some things to match so perfectly that we rarely think of them as alone? That their still stunning singularity is magnified by more than a power of two when twined. The magic is in their differences, I'm sure. It is often noted in human love affairs that opposites attract, but we often see how these opposites change in our relentlessly evolving and inescapable human ways. Unlike food, we never stop morphing, but as near as I can tell, the great food matchups remain constants through very long periods of time. I feel reasonably assured that when Mark Twain had a breakfast of biscuits and gravy, it would be quite similar to a properly made rendition of the same in this century. Of course, any damn fool can play with the properties of food, and many will. Some might make biscuits out of potatoes, and gravy out of emulsified pea soup. Egads! But I guarantee it won't create a line to a table like my friend Natalie Dupre's version. I can lay claim to knowing a thing or two about fusion cooking. I have not gotten into that topic much during my weekly programs of A Word on Food. There is not enough room, honestly, for the full range of things I have to say within this time frame. Google me if you want more. But I will take the time to say that what struck me cooking in the early years is how many fitting unions one could make if the chef was not shy about some border crossing. And I was not shy. I will wait for history as long as I can, but when I fused a smoky plant and cream sauce with my pork Havana, I hit some kind of cross-cultural nerve. I know because many of the chefs who once worked for me continue to do versions in the restaurants they now cook in. I am happy about it, actually. Flattery and respect can be partners, too. For my wife Janet's and my anniversary, we decided to go to a celebratory restaurant that we have loved over the decades and have a true feast. The pairings in that dinner included classic unions of oysters and sauce mignonette, foie gras and sauternes, heirloom tomato fondue with gnocchi, brook trout and almonds, steak and béarnaise. At the end of all that, we asked for the cheese cart and enjoyed a meltingly proper epoisse made with cow's milk, as it has been since the early 1500s by Cistercian monks in the Burgundian village of Epoisse, with homemade fig marmalade. After some resting time, the restaurant sent out their justifiably famous old-fashioned chocolate cake with creme anglaise. I looked at her in the magical glow of that dining room after the end of that meal, and I asked her if we had it all. She smiled at me with the chocolate frosting still on her lips and said with a wink, "Just like Bogey and Bacall." I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.